Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Finding You with Marvin Roan. It's another wonderful Wednesday. Thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in. Myself, Marvin Roan, and your co-host Dan Macklin has a wonderful show scheduled for you today. Sit back, relax, tune in, and let us do what we do. Why you do what you do as we find ourselves finding each other in this life. Before we get started, as always, let's begin with the Empowerment Pledge. And the pledge basically talks about working on yourself. And if you're willing to, and if you just take the time and give it a chance, give it the opportunity to begin the process of working on yourself, and that is, I work on myself. We start that way because if you will acknowledge for just a moment that I will begin the process of working on myself, I work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains, the things that disturb me, the things that get me out of bounds, the people, the places, things, I call them the nouns of life, the things that get in your way, the obstacles that become hindrances for you to become the best person that you can be. And if you can strive and overcome all of those obstacles, then you will put yourself in a position to change your community, to change your household, to change your family, to change your life, to change your relationships. And that's what it's all about. Now, without further delay, coming to you live from our Harrisonburg studio in Harrisonburg, Virginia, it's my main man, Stan Macklin. Stan, how are you today?
Stan Macklin is doing great, Brother Ron, and I'm good in the house. I tell you, man, we got a program today. One is
what?
Off the hook. That's right.
Off the hook.
Yes, as always, off the hook.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Well, I tell you, people, buckle in. We're going to get started. Man, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Did you get caught up in that lotto frenzy that was going on all this week?
Man, caught up. Listen, right, let me just say this. I didn't get a lot of tickets. Let me just say that. But I do have a few. My numbers didn't come out, man. My numbers didn't come out, man. I needed that.
$636 million, Ron. Now, you would have got half of that, which would have been 300 and something million. What in the world would you have done with that, man? Talking about finding you.
Man.
You don't need that. You don't need that. Come on now. You don't need
that. Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, we do. You know, I was visualizing the first plan, if you don't mind me sharing this. The first plan would be plan A is to make sure that everything is in order, you know, kids and everybody's in place and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then we hopping on the plane, man. We hopping on the plane. We gone.
We out of here.
You out of here. But you know, I'm in Jamaica, man. We on the beach, man, and we're doing a commercial. And we're sitting there laughing and smiling, just saying, man, you wouldn't believe what happened. That's where we'll be. We'll start out in Jamaica. Now, I don't know where we'll be by the end of the week. I'm quite sure we can find a few places to go and a little bit of change to spend on celebrating that wonderful blessing that came down the pike, if that was me. I'm just being honest. Man, I wanted my number to come out so bad, and I was actually disappointed that I wasn't the recipient of that blessing.
I'm being honest. You was waiting. You was looking for your number to pop up.
Man,
but
I needed that.
I tell you, not only you, but millions of others. They did not make it. But you know what? Two winning mega million tickets were sold in California and Georgia. That's what the officials said. And this was the second largest jackpot in U.S. history. And let's just take a listen here. You know, a lot of people got caught up into that frenzy there. And let's just take a listen about some of this activity. You can imagine how the owners of the shops that sold the winning ticket, how they feel, because they're each getting $1 million apiece.
Wow.
But let's take a listen. Let's pick up.
Hello?
Well, that wasn't queued up right. I tell you, man, this fringe is something else, but we're going to get it. We're not going to give up here because I tell you, it's something that people definitely got to hear because it was so so out of the ordinary to the extent that the winners have not came forth yet. But here we are. Here we go.
Mega Millions. Well, guess again. There's a lot more to the game than you think. I'm Desiree Brown, and this is USA Now for December 16, 2013. One of the largest jackpots in U.S. lottery history has climbed even higher after no ticket matched the six numbers during Friday's drawing. Now, the jackpot has been pushed from $400 million to $550 million, and here's a few fast facts you should know ahead of Tuesday's drawing. The game is only 17 years old, and as of this month, more than 29 billion Mega Millions tickets have been sold since it began in 1996. Now, last year, Mega Millions made history as the largest prize in any jackpot ever at $656 million. This year, it's on track to become even bigger, and if there isn't a winner by Christmas, the winnings could reach up to $1 billion. Although a major game revamp in October actually decreased the odds of someone winning the top prize to about 1 in 259 million, you still have a 1 in 15 chance of at least winning something, even if it's your dollar back. The odds of winning the jackpot on Friday were about 50-50, and they'll certainly get higher if the jackpot goes unclaimed. But even if you don't win, you can still dream. What would you do with $1 billion at Christmas? Tweet me at Desiree Brown and follow the Mega Millions jackpot at usatoday.com or USA Today on Twitter.
There it go, Rome.
Wow. There it
go. Now, take for instance, if those two winners had not won, do you know what this Friday's jackpot would have been?
What?
$935 million.
Wow.
What in the world is America coming to? What in the world is happening? Come on now. We got to look at this because I think something's going on in this whole economy situation. I think that what's going on is efforts to try to subvert reality to the extent that people, nothing wrong with having hope, nothing wrong with having desire. But it's become a frenzy. It's become out of control. It's become crazy to the extent. And then when you look at today, what's even coming out, that a survey just came out, and it said the income gap is hurting the U.S. economy because the rich are getting richer.
Mm-hmm.
And the poor are getting poor. Economists say that the pay stagnated. And so I think that there's something that's going on here. I just think that we need to really look at this here. Nothing's wrong with having a desire to improve yourself. That's what Finding You is all about.
Mm-hmm. True.
But a lot of people yesterday, and I have to say this, I'm not putting myself any better than anybody, but you was one of them. They wasted their money because they didn't win. They didn't win. But it was a hope that they would hit that big one. Now,
mm-hmm.
I didn't play. I had mixed emotions about it. And I thought about it, and I just didn't do it. I was engaged in another extracurricular activity. But the whole point of it is, think about people who's living from hand to mouth, and their desire is to hit the big one, and they needed that money, They might have spent $50 or $100 on tickets trying to win, and they didn't win.
Well,
what do you think?
I'll be honest, right?
Yeah, I want you to.
I spent $3.
Okay.
Three chances, right? And I don't have a formula. I just go in and say, give me a quick pick or whatever they call them, and let the numbers fall where they may. That's my scheme. Now, for that amount of money, I'm quite sure that I would be very much interested in investing $3 for a return on that investment. I just
would.
Okay,
so you look at it as an investment, all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm investing $3. This is like going to the stock market. For me, if it gets up that high, now, do I take the majority of my paycheck and do that? No, I'm not doing that. But I will say, at, now, don't play year-round. But I will say, when it gets up like that, man, that's one shot. Man, if the numbers just roll my way, just one time, just like hitting the slot machine, they just all fall in line for you. Your life changes, man. Your life changes. Your lifestyle changes. Your everything changes. I heard about a man up in Canada that won a lottery, and he's going to give, I think he made like $40 million off of his earnings. And he's going to give it all away to charity. Now, that's his choice. All I'm saying is, now, if I was in that position, don't let money change you. Now, I'm going to enjoy the fruits, no doubt about it. And I'm going to give to those who, you know, justly deserve it within reason. But $300 million in my coffers?
Well, let me give another twist to it.
Twist it, man.
Twist as much as I can. Well, in a speech this month, President Obama, he called income inequities the defining challenge of our times. He also went on to call for an income increase in the federal minimum wage, which is now at $7.25. He wants to increase it. Now, for somebody that's making the minimum wage, don't have a living wage, that would be a lot for them to get a good living wage. And the disparity of the income gap. I mean, they just got one of the major universities here in our area, he just came in with a base salary of $500,000. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good.
And I ain't said nothing about the perks that goes along with it. Now, maybe it doesn't sound like I'm hating on people, but the point what I'm getting at, something is going awry here, and we need to look at this here. It's a frenzy. I know that the more you get, the more you have, but from a biblical perspective, it says it's more blessed to give than to receive. And America is the most given country of all the countries in the Western Hemisphere. It is. That's a fact in terms of charitable giving. But I just think that there's something here that is simmering. I don't know what it is. Why in the world would they change the odds from 1 to 259 million? Which increases this frenzy. So it seems like we're going to be having a frenzy every month now. Every month. But I guess this all would have been resolved if you would have hit it. You would have made some substantial differences in the lives of those that are meaningful to you and the causes that are meaningful as well. But I just think that there's something that's going on. Let me throw another curveball in here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready. I'm up at the plate.
All right. There was a young man who grew up in affluence. As a matter of fact, his daddy is rich, his mama's rich, they're very wealthy. And he was driving his automobile, yes, and he had a crash and killed 4 people. Yeah, they're gone. They're dead.
Mm.
He lived. And they charged him with a DUI. When he went to court, do you know what the judge did to him?
What?
Think they threw a book at him? No. They said he was suffering from, I can't even hardly pronounce it, said a fluid influenza, something like that.
What?
In other words, wealthy, from being wealthy, suffering from wealthy. And they gave him 10 years probation.
Wow.
See, because he don't know the difference between right and wrong.
So what happens when you're suffering from poverty? You know right from wrong.
Well, brother, it's a different category. If you got money, you can pay your way out of it.
You poor, so you should know better. Man, this is crazy.
Well, he was drinking and driving, and on top of that, he was taking some Valium, and he killed these people in this automobile wreck. And that's the fallout of it is he got 10-year probation.
Wow.
Families are doing their best to say, no, that's not right. That's not right. It don't sound right to me, but that's what happened. And there, people are saying, what was the judge smoking? What was she on or whatever like that to do something like that? But she said he was the victim of that. Well, to show you the wealth of this young man's father, they sentenced him to a rehab facility at a cost of $435,000 a year, and that's no problem for them. They can afford it. That's about the and if you look at the facility where he has been sentenced to, it is more like a resort. And that happened. Yes, it did. So,
man,
there's some things that are going on here. I don't know if it's a case of where money corrupts you and it corrupts those around you, but that is outrageous to me.
It is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Let me just say this. Because this is my opinion. Man, people look after each other in this country. The wealthy looks after the wealthy. The legal system, if you got some money, that's what they do. It's not unusual. It's been going on for a long time. It's the state of the nation, man. That's what happens here. No money, guess what? You figure it out. And that's the deal here. Now, why is it like that? It's the haves and the have-nots, man. Now, you got people who are struggling making $7.25 an hour or whatever the minimum wage is, and there's some people saying they don't need to make any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That are okay. Now, you had this young man who's comfortable with his reality, and guess what? He can have the free ride. Because wealth is in his favor.
Yeah, they said he's too spoiled.
Yeah, he is. The judge helped him out to be even more spoiled. We got a call on the line. 0371. You're live on Finding You.
Go ahead, caller.
Got some feedback there.
Hello?
Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Marvin and Dan, I think you guys doing a good thing. And I want y'all to know I appreciate y'all radio program so much.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you calling in. What's your question today or what's your concern?
Well, I was just calling about the lottery. I played it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I didn't win nothing, and I'm just kind of disappointed about that.
Okay. Are you on a fixed income?
Yes, I am. I took my Social Security, and I went and bought me 10 tickets.
Oh, my. That's what I'm talking about.
I guess I just got to find me and stop doing that stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I just want you and Melvin to know y'all doing a good program.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for letting me in. I've been trying for a whole month, and y'all didn't let me get on the radio.
Well, you come on and talk with us for a little while then, since we held you off. Let me ask you a question. Now, if you had one, what would you have done with your money?
I probably would have got out of senior citizen home and got me a house.
Mm.
All right.
I'm tired of living in here.
Okay.
But you know, if you have a house, you got responsibilities that go along with taking care of that house.
Yes, it is. Like, give me a maid and a butler.
That's right. That's right.
Yes,
hire some help. Make sure they work for more than a minimum wage.
With that money,
right.
You can hire
that's
some
right.
help.
That's right, Melvin. That's right.
Now, let me ask you another question. I'm not being picky, but are you going to suffer a little bit for buying those 10 tickets for this?
Probably so, but I got friends that will help me.
Okay.
Got friends that are going to help me. But I just want you, Dan and Melvin, to know y'all doing a great job. I listen to y'all every week. I just wish y'all stay on longer than a half an hour.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I just wanted to say that, and you boys keep continuing doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Thank
I'm going to let y'all go and let other people speak on this here.
Well, you hit the lotto with us today, so we're
That's
glad
right.
to hear your call.
Well, thank
That's
you, and
right.
you did the same for me. And God bless y'all, boys.
Bless
okay.
you, too. Have a
thank
great
you.
Day.
Thank you.
Keep listening. Keep listening. Thank you.
No, I tell you that it made my day, but it made me sad, Brother Ron, because that's what I was talking about. Here she on fixed income, Social Security. She takes some of her money. She really wanted to win, and she didn't win. I guess she felt the program was designed for her today, but it is what it is. But I'm not going to tell this lady not to do that. Maybe some of those friends can give her gifts of tickets or something, but that was a very interesting call.
Yes, it was. Yes, it
well,
was. It touched my heart, man, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, people out there listening to our show, man, and we try to give them the best that we can. And it's discussions like this, you know, it's about where you find yourself at. And sometimes, you know, with this individual calling from where they're calling from and the experience of all of us, you know, excluding you because you really don't need it because you're independently wealthy, right? I work every day and I'm on a fixed income as well. So I just want to say as we continue to go through this process, man, that money just makes a difference, man. And people say, you know, man, money changes people and, you know, money is the root of all evil. I think, and I said that on many shows, the lack of money is the root of all evil because it makes you do a whole lot of things you wouldn't normally want to do. Yeah.
You sound like Reverend Ike. Nah, I thought it was the love of money is the root of all evil.
No, man.
I think that there's nothing wrong with having money, but if money has you, then that becomes a problem. You become possessed by your possessions. I tell people out there that's listening, and I tell people, it's really not how much you make, it's how much you save.
True.
That makes the. There's going to be a rainy day, and there's nothing like having a rainy day fun. There's nothing like being able to have money, but money can corrupt you. It can possess you to the extent that you can. You can try to work your way around things like this young man who they tabbed as a spoiled young man who's suffering from, I can't even pronounce that word again, it's like influencer, but affluenza. Yeah.
Wow.
He's been raised up. He don't know right from wrong. And but It does, but it does make a difference. And there's a lot of things that we can do if we have the resources to make a difference. And
true.
We want to continue to allow this broadcast to be able to make a difference to our listeners there. And But I think we do got to focus on the disparity in the income gap there. I just think we have to do that because it's outrageous just because you're a CEO of a company and you're making 400 times what your average worker's making. You know, it's just something's not right about that. And it's
right, but that's capitalism, man.
Yeah, it's capitalism. It is, but I'm not
a lot of us are not in the race, man. Now, you know, take your average everyday Joe or Jane. She's not prepared or equipped to run that race, man. There are people who have generations of wealth ahead of the average person. And also, we suffer from knowledge being an issue for us in terms of how to manage it. You know, many of us, many Americans are suffering from debt, credit card debt, and we're over our head, man. We're over because we don't teach and train regular citizens to manage their money well. That's not a part of the system, man. It's all about being a consumer, and the people who are the producers benefit from the consumption. Just the process, man. Somebody's in line, and somebody's enjoying all the prosperity that's created by the have-nots that continue to throw their money into the coffers of the rich. That's what's going on, man. I hate to say it, but it's true.
This is the holiday season, and we have a time of generous acts of giving, but at the same time, we have an enormous amount of greed that's going on. You know, I'm sure that the Monopoly game is sold more this time of the year than any other time of the year. That is a game of capitalism. It teaches you how to acquire. It teaches you how to possess, and the penalty of losing and all that and so forth. And so, you know, people are taught that at a young age and get caught up into that. But you know, what happened on Wall Street is real. What happened to our economy is real. The recession we had is real. It's just unfortunate in the area that we live in a bubble, brother, I have to say that.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been popped, to God be the glory. But the thing of it is that everybody's not fortunate. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a desire, having hope, want to hit the big one, and maybe who knows, a person's time will come. But I just think that this lotto frenzy that exists is something behind it. And I was encouraged by the phone call, but at the same time, it's a sad phone call.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage each of you to think wisely about how you spend and how you make your money.
Yeah. But the good news is, no matter what state you're in, financially, emotionally, you always have the opportunity to settle it down and reconnect. Work on yourself. Money is important, but the value of loving and caring and respecting yourself is much more greater. And as the OJ say, don't let money change you. Stan, take us away. We got about 50 seconds, man.
Spend wisely and make your money wisely. And whatever you do, it's not how much you make, it's how much you save. Have a wonderful Christmas season.
All right. There you have it. It's another episode of Finding You with Marvin Rohn and my co-host Stan Mackler. Join us again next week. Will we be here next week? Yes? Maybe? No. We'll figure it out. Next week or not. Finding You with Marvin Rohn right here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day. Love on someone. Respect and appreciate yourself and others. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Peace.